Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Paolo Sullivan is with me in studio today to tell us about, well, all the good news, the positive things that have been happening this week. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for bringing a smile to your face, Andrea.
Yeah, well, you always do. Every Wednesday afternoon at this time. I absolutely love this story.
Andrea, do you have friends at work yet?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I would consider a lot of people that I work with my friends, and I would hang out with them outside of work.
Some
as
of them
well.
Are my closest friends.
Yeah, and you've made friends along the way throughout different jobs as well that you still hang out with. But if one of them was to quit, would you follow suit?
No. Like, as much as I love them, I mean, like, if they walk out the door, I'm not going to leave just because of them. That's absolutely ridiculous,
if
by the way.
Say jump, you don't say how high. Yeah. Well, for 52% of people, that is true. So half of workers would seriously consider quitting their job if a close colleague left, according to a new survey carried out by Lily O'Brien's The Irish Chocolatier. Like, that's gas in my head that people would consider leaving. Imagine. Just because. Now, maybe back in my, I don't know, my like part-time job days when I was working in a job during college or something like that. And at that time, I was working with four of my best friends. So like, if they had all jumped ship, I might have followed. But the poll also found that friendship is so important within the workplace, and that 32% of people do feel they have a work best friend.
I don't think you need to necessarily have a best friend in work, but I do think you need to have at least one or two good friends. People you can ring and talk to about work. You need allies.
Yeah, that's it. Confidence. People who can support you. And I suppose 27% of people say workplace friendships matter more than a pay rise, which I don't necessarily think is true either. But experts say that this isn't surprising because humans are social by nature, and a strong workplace friendship can boost engagement and I suppose satisfaction and kind of how much you're productive in your workplace. The takeaway from this is workplaces don't necessarily need friendships, but they do help, and it benefits from an environment that I suppose people enjoy working together. And like you say, can lean on each other.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's nothing worse than going into a workplace where if you feel you don't have people to just kind of shoot the breeze with.
Or have a gossip with. Yeah. Just enjoy yourself.
We all love those water cooler moments. This is pretty amazing praise for CMAT, wasn't it?
Olivia Rodrigo there covering CMAT's song When a Good Man Cries. Like, CMAT has just played St. Anne's Park. She last week just won the Ivor Novello Award. Mm. She is really the standout Irish star at the moment, but that is Olivia Rodrigo covering her song When a Good Man Cries from her third studio album, Euro Country. And like, to be covered by such a big artist is massive for CMAT, for someone who's kind of cracking into the US market at the moment. But like, Olivia Rodrigo is only 23, but before performing the cover on BBC Radio One's Live Lounge, Olivia Rodrigo said that she'd only recently discovered CMAT.
This is a song called When a Good Man Cries by this artist CMAT, who I really, really love, who I discovered like a few months ago. And I just think she's such an incredible, unique songwriter. I think nobody writes songs like her right now. Yeah, she's just a force, and a beautiful, beautiful voice too. So I hope I did the song justice.
Like, it's absolutely incredible praise.
I love to see people in an industry supporting other colleagues, you know, that you don't necessarily work with, or they're not necessarily in the same kind of genre of music, but it is great praise.
Yeah, and CMAT was reacting to this as it kind of happened, as it naturally came out, and she jokingly posted on Instagram saying she sang it better than me, so now I'm toast. But CMAT, who is also a Dunboyne native from County Meath, was cheering the US singer on when she mentioned Dunboyne. Yeah, she mentioned Dunboyne throughout the clip, and it was just, it's obviously in the song When a Good Man Cries. And like that, I think CMAT is just the woman in the moment.
Ah, yeah, it's fantastic. She extended an invite to her as well, didn't she? To invite her for pints.
She did say, comment on the video of Olivia Rodrigo saying pint question mark.
Response. I love it. Now, tell us about this world record attempt.
Go.
Egg fried rice, chicken fried rice, pork fried rice, special fried rice, Singapore fried rice, Singapore rice noodle, plain charming, chicken charming, pork charming, beef charming, chicken balls, prawn balls, pork balls, sweet and sour chicken, sweet and sour pork Hong Kong style, sweet and sour prawn.
Just memorise the whole Chinese menu.
This is, are you aware of Big John by any
chance? No, I'm not. So, but
Big John
that clip.
Is a TikToker who has 555,000 followers on TikTok. He started out with his son Henry videoing him ordering their Chinese every Friday night. So just calling out their order. And actually enough, John became this big TikToker and big TikTok sensation. But he was invited on the Guinness World Records podcast called What's the Record? So basically he was invited on. He got to talk about his lifelong like love of the famous record books, his family life, his online fame, etc. But at the during the interview, he's asked what record would he like to go for? Mm. And as you heard there, John attempted to break the record for the most takeaway dishes memorized in 30 seconds. Now, that was only a 16-second clip, but John does actually mention 40 dishes in 30 seconds, breaking the Guinness World Book of Records record for the most takeaway dishes mentioned in 30 seconds.
Well, as somebody who is the current world record holder for dressing somebody up as a Christmas tree in the fastest possible time, I know what it means to have a ridiculous Guinness World Record certificate in your house. And Big John is in the same place as myself at the moment.
Big congrats to him. And actually, while we mentioned it, we were mentioning Guinness World Book of Records last week. The O'Sullivan clan did go on
to do it.
They went on to beat the Gallaghers from Donegal. They got 1,848 O'Sullivan's.
Nobody dare try to break my world record anyway. Tell us about this.
Andrea, Ireland is now considering a bid to host the UEFA Women's Champions League in 2029. So the Minister for Sport, Patrick O'Donovan, was presenting to Cabinet today, and he was expressing an interest of hosting what is the 2029 Women's Champions League final. So Ireland's among four countries to have expressed interest in hosting the final, and if successful, the Aviva Stadium would be the spot for it.
It's
coming off the back of what is a Euro 2028. We're already hosting that alongside England, Scotland and Wales. So it would be kind of coming off the back of that and the success, and it'd be great to see, I suppose, Ireland stepping up to the plate in the football arena again. So hopefully, especially for the women's, like women's sport in Ireland is growing so much, and we see the likes of Katie McCabe and different players like that doing so well for their country. It would be a really, really standout moment for the game.
Do we know when that they're likely to find out about that?
So I assume it's the end of next year from reading reports, but I think the bid process closes next week. So Minister Patrick O'Donovan presented that to Cabinet today, hopefully with a successful.
We'll keep an eye on that. Finally,
yes, Taylor Swift there, Andrea. Big news for her this week. She's announced that she's going to have the title song for the Toy Story 5 film.
Go on.
Toy Story is like one of my favourite franchises out there. Yeah, I'm a big, big fan. And the track titled I Knew It, I Knew You will be released this Friday ahead of the film's release on June 19th. For me, this is Taylor's attempt at the Oscar. Because she already has an Emmy, she already has a Grammy. She needs an Oscar and a Tony to be an EGOT before she's 40, and she's mid-30s now. So being an EGOT before 40 is kind of this big title that all musicians want, or actresses or actors.
So you think this is her chance at the...
I think once we hear it, I suppose, Friday, see if it's good enough. But I think any big star like Lady Gaga or Billie Eilish who's gone into that pack of the Oscar, they've all come out with it. So I think this is her attempt at it.
I just can't believe there's already four Toy Stories. I'm going to be a fifth. And just say that's out June 19th.
June 19th, Andrea.
Yeah, there you go. Carlo Sullivan, thanks a million for popping into us today. Thank you. Loads of good positive news happening around the country this week.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.